This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. In France, foreign wines are making a breakthrough. The country is the world's biggest and most prestigious wine producer. And while Spanish, North African, and Italian wines have always had a small market share, now vintages from Chile, the United States, Argentina, and South Africa have begun winning converts. In Paris, NPR's Nick Spicer prepared this report.
This one, it's called Gracia de Chile.
You might think Felipe Vargas is carrying coals to Newcastle. He's importing wine into France from Chile through a boutique opened 4 years ago in the Montparnasse district. Vargas says sales are getting better each year to both individual customers and restaurants as the French trendies whip themselves into a frenzy over all the new foreign wines.
People come here and say, I hear of Chilean wine. I want you to have one. It's very cheap now. They talk, I have a Chilean wine in my house. You don't know Chilean wine? No. Oh, no. Why do you don't know Chilean wine? It's great.
Customer Claude Martin, however, says it's all about value. He's tried a few wines in his time, and the retiree says the new foreign vintages are often a better buy than French tipple. I enjoy discovering new wines, he said. There isn't just France in the world. There's Australia, South Africa too, and here there's Chilean wine. Everything is good about them, including their price. The latest sales figures from the major wine retailers in France suggest that foreign wines make up about 5 to 6% of total sales, double the figure 2 years ago. At the same time, French wines are finding fewer customers overseas. Under the shadow of the Arc de Triomphe on the Champs-Élysées lies the restaurant where the foreign invasion gained its most auspicious foothold. Spoon, one of the many restaurants operated by the world-class chef Alain Ducasse, took everyone by surprise when it opened 6 years ago with a wine list that was 80% foreign. The top wine buyer for Ducasse, Gérard Marjon, says the goal was to have a little fun with wines from Central Europe, Japan, and Canada, although he had to rule out a Norwegian red. In Paris, the audacious thing we did was to open, here in the capital, the French fortress, a restaurant with lots of foreign wines, he said. At the time, the great chefs did not put foreign wines on their wine lists. Now they all do, and so do regular restaurants, cafes, and even bistros. Across town, in the wine bar Juvenile, you can see firsthand just how far things have gone. Here, they're even selling an English wannabe champagne, although no one here would risk calling it that, of course. Juvenile's owner, a Scotsman named Tim Johnston, credits young French people with changing the nation's wine-drinking habits.
You've got to remember that with the younger generation, the 25 to 35-year-olds, often their jobs send them for 2 or 3 years somewhere kinky like Sydney or California or God knows where they will be open to all these things.
That said, Johnston says that in a country that produces close to a quarter of the world's wine, if people are opening more foreign bottles, there's always going to be a special place in their hearts for the home product.
There's always been this, this is a very nice little wine, but you know, when my uncle, he has a little vineyard in the Côte de Bruy, which is much more interesting. You know, it's that you're always going to be dealing with this family chauvinism.
Johnston predicts their sales will continue to grow, especially in the mid-price market. At the bottom of the price range, it's cheaper to buy French, he says. And at the top end, nothing, in French eyes, can beat a top Bordeaux or Burgundy. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.